You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
In Boston last night, the Yankees were leading the Red Sox 4-3 in the bottom of the 10th. And in the bottom of the 10th, the Yankees put a pitcher in by the name of Brooks Kreisky. And as you may know by now, Major League Baseball, in their infinite wisdom last season and this season too, they allow the team that's batting in the extras to put a runner on second so they can shorten the game. I hate that rule, but that's what they do. So Boston has a runner on second. His name is Rafael Devers. And we start the bottom of the 10th with this Brooks Kreisky on the mound. Here we go.
First pitch, that rolls away, and Devers will scoot on down to third.
Okay, so a wild pitch, and we go from second to third already. Again, they're only down by one. Moments later.
That's all the way to the backstop. It bounces back, play at the plate. He slides in safe. Devers scores, and this game is tied.
Game tied. Next batter is Xander Bogaerts.
And Kreisky's 3-1 pitch. He bounced another one for ball four. Wow. You talk about missing. And Xander will trot up the first base line as he takes a walk. So the Red Sox have the winning run on with nobody out.
Moments later, Xander still on first, still nobody out.
And the 0-1 pitch from Kreisky. Swing and a miss, gets away. The runner trying to move up, and he will.
Actually, got the same situation. Man on second, nobody out. Beautiful.
Why is he intent on throwing the splitter? Every one of them is in the dirt. Another wild pitch. Xander advancing to second.
And a few moments later.
And that one all the way to the backstop.
Oh, yeah, this is beautiful.
And
oh,
beautiful. Stokey down to third.
This is unbelievable.
This is great. Isn't this great? This is baseball when baseball was baseball.
No. I understand you're a Red Sox guy, and it's great because this is happening. Your team's going to win. But this isn't baseball. This is baseball when you were learning how to play baseball with your five-year-old buddies.
I wonder
this
if he was baseball. Genuine with that comment because it sounded like he was picking fun at how bad this is.
Yeah, well.
He sounded sarcastic,
okay.
and he should be because it's garbage.
It is total garbage. But You know what? Brooks Kreisky finally was able to get one over the plate, and not, you know, it wasn't a wild pitch. So again, nobody out. Xander Bogaerts on third. They're tied. Extra innings.
First pitch swinging, fly ball right field. Allen back it up.
Game over.
He'll make the catch. Here comes Xander. In to score. The Red Sox win the ball game.
There you go. Still nobody out. Well, actually one, because Hunter Renfroe flied out there, yeah, and the runner tagged and scored. But just a horrible performance by this guy, Brooks Kreisky, who had his Wikipedia page immediately updated. I get in here pretty damn early, and I looked at his Wikipedia page first thing, and the last thing on it, on July 22nd, Kreisky tied Major League Baseball regular season record by throwing four wild pitches in the 10th inning in a road game against the Boston Red Sox.
Was it a happy Red Sox fan or an angry Yankees fan?
Either or.
I'm wondering either who would have been the one to jump on that.
Either or. That's a good one. I wouldn't know. Either or. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's a good question. The Dodgers, they were leading the Giants in the top of the ninth by a 3-1 score. But San Francisco, the best team in baseball, able to get four hits, two walks, four runs off the closer. And they beat the Dodgers 5-3. The Braves topped the Phillies 7-2. The Tides in Gwinnett get clobbered by the Stripers 8-1. 8-1, they lose to the Stripers.
Left the shirt off their back.
They really did. That baseball report sponsored by Men.
Men, we don't know what we did.
We have no clue. The NFL continuing to push its players to get vaccinated, and now it's getting hardcore. Yesterday, they put it out there, any game that can't be rescheduled this coming season due to a COVID-19 outbreak among unvaccinated players on one of the competing teams will result in a forfeit for that club. Additionally, all players on both teams involved in a forfeit will not get paid their regular salary for the week. They get game checks. That's how they get paid. They get game checks. So, not good. Every club is obligated under the Constitution and bylaws to have its team ready to play at a scheduled time and place. A failure to do so will be deemed conduct detrimental. There is no right to postpone a game. If a club cannot play due to a COVID spike in vaccinated individuals, the NFL will attempt to minimize the competitive and economic burden on both participating teams.
Man.
The NFL already eased restrictions this season for fully vaccinated players by eliminating daily testing for them. Other changes that were made were fully vaccinated players do not need to quarantine if they come in contact with somebody that has COVID-19, and they do not need to physically distance themselves from team facilities. However, unvaccinated players will be treated like pariahs and told, go home. No, they will be prohibited from gathering outside the club facility unless the NFL and union approve.
Which they probably won't.
No. More than 78% of players across the league have had at least one dose of the vaccine, and 14 teams have topped the 85% threshold the NFL was looking for. So things for this particular sport going much better than most.
Yeah.
Much better than most. But that's because the NFL union is probably the weakest union of all of the sports. And That's probably true. They're pretty weak. Summer Olympics.
Here come the Olympics. Here come the Olympics. Here come the Summer Olympics. They were supposed to happen way last year, but COVID-19 was really bad and it messed things up for all of them getting there. Athletes are getting it, COVID's coming back now. Athletes are dropping out and there is no live crowd. The games are in Tokyo, it's half a day away now. By the time that we see it, it's already done.
There you go. We had some head scratchers in men's Olympic soccer yesterday as Egypt and Spain ended in a 0-0 tie. That is a head scratcher right there. Australia shocked Argentina 2-0. Another eyebrow raiser, if
Gibbety
you will.
Gibbs.
Gibbety Gibbs. There you go. Mexico, great team, beat France but crushed them 4-1. So maybe a little bit of a head scratch. And Brazil topped Germany 4-2. Both of those teams are considered pretty decent.
Yeah.
We also had an Olympic archer go down, Svitlana Gambovia. I'm probably saying that incorrectly, but
Sounded good.
She lost consciousness during competition yesterday in the intense heat. Basically, her coach said that the first time I remember something like this, it was very hot. It's also very warm outside. LeBron James has become the first NBA player to surpass $1 billion in earnings while active.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Yes, it is.
That's probably the only thing he's got on Michael Jordan. He joins Tiger Woods, Floyd Mayweather, Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, Roger Federer as the only other athletes to earn at least $1 billion while active. Obviously, Michael Jordan and those sneakers, you know, he's making bank all the time, but, you know, he didn't reach a billion while he was playing. That's the difference.
Right.
And finally, this fun fact, and I learned something today. If I said to you, what does the word condominium mean, what would you say?
I know it's a living structure.
I'll give you that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It's actually two things. A building or a complex of buildings containing a number of individually owned apartments or houses. But it's also the joint control of a country's or territories' affairs by other countries. So let me read you the fun fact. Pheasant Island, it's basically just a strip.
Okay.
Between France and Spain. It's in the middle of the water. It's a strip.
Okay.
It's kind of like, you know, Statue of Liberty is between, it's in the New York Harbor there, between Jersey and New York.
Yeah.
Well, this is just a strip of land. Pheasant Island is a condominium. An arrangement to share territory by assuming joint sovereignty between France and Spain. Every February, France hands over the ownership to Spain until August. The transfer has occurred now over 700 times.
Wow.
That's just weird, man.